Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. This is the word of the Lord. Second reading is from the book of Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty words and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, set up my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel is according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had taught you earthly things and you do not believe me, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson. Nicodemus comes at night to see Jesus. He had questions about Jesus' teachings. And he gets confused when Jesus says, "You must be born again." He says, "How can a man be born again?" In this passage, God also reminds us of his great love for us in the very well-known John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Our account in John 3 begins at night. And there's many different ideas why Nicodemus came at night. One was he was ashamed to be seen with this counterculture, anti-Pharisee Jesus. Or he was attempting to protect himself if he was caught talking to Jesus. But in a spiritual sense also, Nicodemus was in the dark. The most interesting part of the story takes place about 7 months later. At the end of chapter 7, the temple police would not arrest Jesus. The religious leaders challenged the temple police, and in today's language, we would say that the religious leaders tried to paint Jesus as some sort of a snake oil salesman. Nicodemus speaks on behalf of Jesus at his trial. He says, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" Nicodemus spoke with authority. He was well respected by the Pharisees. True, at the trial he did not come out forcefully in favor of Jesus, but maybe he thought that if he gave a reasonable argument that he deserves a fair trial, maybe some of the other Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, that's the Jewish religious leaders, would come around to who Jesus was. If the Pharisees learned that Nicodemus had been with Jesus that night, he probably would have been shunned. He was part of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council. He very well could have lost his position there. And everybody would believe that truly he too had been duped by the snake oil salesman. But Nicodemus spoke up for Jesus in an indirect way. He tried to keep Jesus from getting crucified. Instead of just resigning and telling everybody off, he knew that he could get more done from within the Sanhedrin than he could from the outside. I heard a podcast by Paul Simon, a former senator from Illinois, and he indicated that the word idiot comes from the Latin word, which means someone who does not get involved in civic life. I think we can make an argument if, according to that, we've got a lot of idiots in this world. Excuse me. I would suggest, you know, so that we are like Nicodemus and try to make changes from within, to seriously call or write your representative. Keep them informed on what's happening in global and local politics. And Paul Simon was encouraging us to be like Nicodemus. We can affect things by voting. Nicodemus had more power within the organization than withdrawing from it. And Simon said, "Don't be afraid if you think you're the only voice, because you're probably not." Nicodemus may have been the only voice who was calling for a fair trial. Now, we know there's many unjust things in our society. Maybe there's some issue that touches your heart. We need to speak out about all injustices around us. We must have compassion for those who've been treated unjustly. Get informed of the issues. Nicodemus' night visit got him the answers he sought. He did his research. He went to Jesus and asked him directly the questions. He wanted to make an informed decision about Jesus. So speak out against injustice. Look where you have influence. Contact a politician, I said. Now, I don't know where they got the number from, but every letter or phone call they receive, they say there are 10,000 people within their district that believe the same thing but haven't called or written them. So a phone call is a pretty powerful thing when they get somebody calling up. This is how I feel about such and such an issue. Unfortunately, Nicodemus' efforts did not get Jesus a fair trial. But maybe his actions of trying to get Jesus a fair trial. Oh, and by the way, it was Nicodemus that once Jesus had died on the cross, Nicodemus went to Pilate and asked for the body. A very public statement that he was a supporter and follower of Jesus. Nicodemus's voice meant enough to someone that it made a retelling of the biblical story to this day. Acts of courage carried out in love can go a long way, even in a system that seems to be discouraging. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? We are to seek justice. We are to love justice. Nicodemus wanted justice for Jesus. As I said, get informed of the issues and act when you have the chance. Let's learn from Nicodemus, who stood up within the system to try to seek justice for Jesus. Then from his witness, we can do the same thing for Jesus' hurting children in this hurting world. You can make a difference on the behalf of God. May peace, which is above all understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ, until life everlasting. Amen.